Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, a little bit of a deep fryer, whatever it is that you like to cook on. Because I tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and you want to create some grill envy in your backyard.
Fire up your George Foreman.
That's right, and teach your neighbors how to pick their butt, and we're going to teach you how to do it right now. Barbecue Bob, what you thinking about that, man?
Yeah, well, you know, when you go out shopping for a pork butt, you got to pick the right one, right?
Absolutely.
Wrong.
No.
No, there's a butt's a butt. I mean, you freaking pick the thing up out of the counter. Okay, all these things come from the pig factory. Okay, they're all the same. Don't pay a high price for any special pig, unless you're buying some heritage pork, you know, like some of these hairy monsters that they're selling around the state. These
Angelistas,
yeah,
or whatever
Mangalistas. And those are a little better, marginally. But, I mean, if you just take a nice butt, you pick it up or a picnic or shoulder, whichever one you want.
What's the difference?
You tell me.
Well, I think the shoulder's got a bone in it and the picnic doesn't.
Well, they both have bones in it, you bonehead.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do. The picnic is just further down. The shoulder is obviously the shoulder of the pig.
And it's got
and
a blade in it.
The picnic is like my bicep. See how massive it is?
Scrawny and sinuous.
See that snap fitness bicep right there?
Is that what that
it's
is?
It's looking pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
You want to feel it?
No, I'd much rather just put feel it on my, the smoker right
feel
now.
Feel my picnic job.
Yeah.
Come on. Feel my picnic. Snap fitness.
Wow.
If you don't belong to a gym, you got to go to Snap Fitness. Trust me on this because my pants are falling off me. And
Andy wants people to feel his picnic. So.
My wife doesn't like me any better. Though yet, so I don't know about that. It doesn't solve every
problem
in your life.
Dude, it's a fitness store. It's not a magician.
So, how to pick a picnic? Just freaking pick it. I personally would prefer a shoulder over a picnic, just because I like the meat a little whiter.
Mm-hmm.
Redheads in particular.
Yep.
If you're going to pick a pig, find a ginger.
Right.
No, the picnics are okay. I like them fine for certain things. They're good to make Spam with.
We talked about that once, and that's all we ever needed to talk about that was just one time. It's all good.
You know, back in the day, back in the 70s.
Here we go.
When I was
maybe
going,
two times.
When I first moved down here, I was going to a place called Rhett's Electronics School, and I had some great teachers there. Anyway, one of the guys' name was Tony Gates, and he's not the one that's the DJ. This is the professor Tony Gates. But while I was going to school there, we worked at Vandenbrink Meats. A whole bunch of us did. It was slave labor, dude. Slave labor. We worked for like I think $1.40 an hour
and a dropped hand
and a whip. I mean, they whipped us to get us going. The good news is, once a day, one of us would drop a ham. And we would eat. So we were poor college students, and we would eat. I digress. You go home with roaches in your pocket, too. So anyway, back to the shoulder and picnic. If you're going to do a shoulder, you have to do it on the smoker. I see a lot of guys with these crock pot recipes and stuff, but you have to turn in your man card. If you post a recipe with a crock pot, I mean, I could say so many things right now, but just don't post it, okay? It's embarrassing.
So the butt is a very forgiving piece of meat.
Unlike this show.
Right. And really, because as long as you cook this thing slow, or you could cook it fast, and we'll talk about both, but I'm going to hit the low and slow. You hit the fast and furious, all right?
Okay.
But the low and slow part of it is you get that smoker anywhere from 225 to 275, and you smoker's in direct heat. We all know that. And we're going to season this thing up. There's a lot of really good rubs, but usually they have some salt and some sugar in them, maybe some paprika, some other aromatic spices.
Yeah, you can make your own.
It's a blend, whatever you're doing. You rub that thing down, and you want to create a paste on the outside of it. What I do is put a little mustard, just regular yellow mustard, prepared mustard, put it on there. It's not for flavor. It's for glue. And I cover that thing with spices. Set it on a smoker, 225 to 275, whatever you like to do, and forget it.
If you're anywhere near Houghton Lake, just go to Best Choice Market and get this stinking spice this guy sells. It's a Michigan spice. It's like a wonder spice. I wish I could think of the name of it right now, but go see Ron. He'll hook you up with this miracle rub he's got. It's just a fantastic blend. You put some oil or some mustard on this butt, and you throw that spice all over it. Throw it in your smoker. Heavy smoke for at least 4 hours.
Right.
Heavy smoke. I mean, pound that thing with some hickory. And I'm talking about the butt.
Right. The guys, once the exterior of the meat gets to 140, the pores tighten up and you're not getting any more smoke on it anyway. But until that exterior temperature gets there, hit it hard with smoke because it'll absorb that. And then, you know, you're going to let that thing go till we're at about 195 degrees.
Well, you're going to pound it with that smoke until 140 or 145. And then that's a good time to pull it and wrap it. And you can hydrate it or not. You don't really have to hydrate a butt because there's still going to be so much fat in that thing that if you just wrap it, double wrap it in foil, throw it back in the smoker, bring it up to about 195 to 200. You got to poke your probe in there as deep as you can, and that can be a challenge for some of you, I understand. But make sure you get the temperature as deep.
Yours is a quick read, though.
It's a curse and a blessing. Make sure you get at least 198 in every part of that thing where you touch it. You know, you don't want to have a spot in the middle where it's like 190 because you're going to have a tough time pulling it. You're going to have fat and tissue that has not broken down, and you're going to have a tough time getting that thing to fall apart. You don't want it to get like to 205, though, so that when you start pulling it, it's all mushy because you blew it. This is really a delicate thing. You know, you talk about butts as being forgiving and tough and rugged, all this stuff. Well, ish, because you can overdo it. You know, too much of anything is not good.
Understand.
Just like butt conversations. But what to do with leftovers on a butt? Here's the cool thing. Thank goodness so many of you are out there now really smoking a lot of butts and roasting butts and doing whatever you're doing with them. But they're putting them on nachos. They're putting them on tacos. There's all sorts of great uses for pork shoulder
smoked
properly. Yeah. And it's a nice versatile meat, but sometimes when you reuse it and repurpose it, you'll want to reblend it again. You'll want to put another profile to it because it's a little bit of a bland piece of meat. So the best part of it's the bark. When you're down into the middle, if you're reusing some of that stuff that's just been in the middle, it's just roast pork. So go ahead and spice the crap out of it. Go Mexican on that thing. You know, go Argentinian on that thing. And I think that's what Big Paulie's going to tell us to do. But you can use it for nachos, tacos, my goodness, wraps, all sorts of things.
So we skipped over it, and I want to go back because most everybody knows that pork shoulder, pork butt, all goes low and slow. Give me this your take on this fast and furious, because not a lot of people cook them that way.
Well, you know, in the competition world, a lot of the brisket guys are going fast and furious. And I really have a tough time telling which I like better. I mean, I don't know. I've never changed my brisket style.
But this is pork butt,
I know,
not brisket.
I do it one way, and it turns out great with butts. Sometimes you do. You have to put them on the elevator, and you need to crank them up. So you can, no matter what, you still want to have your initial 3 hours of any dense cut you do. You want to have your first 3 or 4 hours at a lower temperature, like 275, because when you start getting above 275, you lose your smoke. And I want to pound it with smoke if it's a dense meat because it's a big piece of meat. So that tells me that the smoke ring is only that, you know, quarter inch on the outside. I'm not going to get that good smoky flavor 3, 5, 8 inches deep.
Right.
So I'm going to want to pound the crap out of the outside of it for 3 or 4 hours. Then I might crank the heat up and not worry about my smoke penetration, get the heat up and start driving the heat to the middle. And then I'm going to wrap it at 140, 150, and I'm going to keep it at 350, and I'm just going to drive that thing up faster. So it's really time and temperature.
Just watch
they
the temperature.
Work together.
Right, yeah. Just watch the temperature.
And I know Mr. Fonger says we're out of time, so we better cut.
Well, speaking of a big smoky piece of meat, Big Paulie's joining us in the next segment to talk a little bit about pork style with us as well. Listen to us. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
felt so good.